Where we left off last time on Arlos Chutzlarts, and we were discussing the Rambam and the Gaonim Machal Sasuros about whether or not Neter Vai applies B'Chutzlarts or not. Rambam says Neter Vai did not apply B'Chutzlarts, and the Gaonim, if you can't hear me, you can move up closer. I know it's a little loud. If you can hear me, that's fine. If you don't want to hear me, that's fine also. So Neter Vai, again, Rambam says Neter Vai does not apply B'Chutzlarts. And the Gaonim said that the Rav did apply Chutz La'aretz, and Rav Chaim explained how you understand the Gemara in Kedushin that Arlos Chutz La'aretz is halacha, lach l'moshe m'Sinai, is that a din b'fnei atzmo, or it's really just expanding the existing din of Arlos Eretz Yisrael. And that was my focus, so there are a number of nafkaminas we brought. One was, again, Gufa, whether Net Rav applies or not. If it's a new halacha, so Net Rav would not apply Chutz La'aretz. If Neter Vai was simply an extension, so Neter Vai would apply. That's Nafkamina 1. Nafkamina 2 we brought, Rav Chaim says, Machlok is whether the Malchus is Derais or Derabanan. Rambam says it's Derabanan, because, again, Arlos Chutz La'aretz is Din B'fnei Atzmo, but the Gaonim, the Shiltos, and others, says Malchus and Chutz La'aretz would be a Deraisa, because Arlos Chutz La'aretz is an extension. Third Nafkamina we brought was Sofis Panach, Shalok Kader Chana. Normally, by Isri Hana, it's only us to get Hana in a typical fashion. Shelo Derech Hana would be permitted. But by Arla, Arla's Eretz Yisrael, it's forbidden even Shelo Kederech Hana. And the Safnes Panach, so that would be the same Nafkamina, whether that din of Shelo Kederech Hana would apply to Chutz La'aretz as well. And then we have the fourth Nafkamina. Again, our discussion here in Sukkah was why we brought the whole discussion in the first place, whether Arla's Chutz La'aretz is Asurbana or Mutterbana. The Shilti Agiburim, the Tosos Rid, understood that it was Mutter Bahana. And we thought the same because Isra'na only applies there to Israel. Arlos Chutz La'aretz is entirely different din, so Isra'na would not apply. But the Kapos Tamarim, along with others, think that it is Asur Bahana. And they must assume that Arlos Chutz La'aretz is really an extension of the existing Arla and Eretz Yisrael. And then you guys pointed out to me the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos, Machal Sasuros Perek Yud, Halacha Tes and Halacha Yud, Bamed Vem Amurim. And he first in Halacha Tes, he says, these are the Dinim Arla, it's Asr, Achila, Asr Behana, and you get Malachos. Bamed Vem Amurim, Eretz Yisrael, Bachuz La'aretz, Safik is Mutter. So we were questioning when he qualified the statement, what was Asr in Chutz La'aretz? Was Isr Achila or even Isr Hana? The way we were explaining for it to work nicely, the Rambam who thinks that halacha, Eretz Chutz La'aretz, is halacha b'fnei atzmo, it would make sense that it should be mutter b'hana. And some pointed out, I think Eitan, Yoni, maybe Jake, maybe someone else pointed out, that maybe it sounds like it's really even asur b'hana in Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, if that's really true, the Rambam thinks Chutz La'aretz is also asur b'hana, where does he get that from? Wouldn't that be an extension of the existing Arlan Eretz Yisrael? Doesn't the Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, think it's entirely different din? So I think we explain this or no as follows. We'll leave that in the back burner, and we'll come back to explain a different way to answer that Isra or no question. That although, again, the Rambam thinks it's a halacha b'fnei atzmo, still Isra or no gets carried through. So I'll explain the following way. I was talking to Rav Korn yesterday. He was going to give shir on this topic. Then he found out that we had shir already on it, so he changed topics. He did mention that he saw in Derech Emuna, which is Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer and the Rambam Sefer Zeroim. It's written like almost like the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam's on the top, like the Shulchan Aruch. And then there's like the Mishnah Berurah, which is the Derech Emunah. Then there's a Ber Halacha also, and the bottom there's like footnotes. The same structure as the Mishnah Berurah, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Sefer Derech Emunah on Sefer's Rambam of the Rambam. So I called him yesterday. Thank you, Eitan. I got his number. He said it was in Derech Emunah somewhere in Meiser Sheni Neter Vai. I looked through. I saw a lot of the ideas he was saying, but he never actually applied this idea to the Rambam. So what's the idea? That how much is Neter Vai? Again, Arla is the first 3 years Asr to eat, and Neter Vai is a requirement, a mitzvah, to bring to Yerushalayim. How much are those two mitzvahs connected, or how much are they independent? So just some examples that we've seen. I should have brought... I have my Zeram here. I don't have a Rambam Zeram. Okay. So some things to think about, whether they're connected or whether they're not. Where are the mitzvahs, where are they written in the Torah? Parshat Kedoshim. In the same section, in Parshat Kedoshim, you have the Dini Arla, followed by the Neter Vai. The Pesukim themselves connect them. And that could be just a practical thing, because when you're dealing with one tree, it's telling us this tree 3 years you can't eat it, the fourth year you bring to Yerushalayim, or there could be some fundamental connection from the Pesukim. Not a Muchach Raya, but some food for thought. Now, where the Rambam place Hilchas Dine Arla? Machal Sasurus. Where does he place Dine Neter Vai? This is Ram. In Sefer Zeruah, in a section called Hilchas Maaser Sheni U'Neter Vai. So he separates the two. When I first found the Hilchas Arla and Dine Machal Sasurus, I was a little dumbfounded. Why would it be Machal Sasurus? Of course, it's Asher Ti, but it's Dine Zeruah. But in the end of the day, Zeruah are really, when there's a requirement, mitzvahs to do the Zeruah, there's nothing to do to Arla. There's just the only thing that exists by Arla, it's Asher Ti, Asher Ti Hanav. That's why Plates plays it in Machal Sasurus. But if the Rambam held that they really were connected, and that Neteravai was an extension, a continuation of Arla, perhaps the Rambam should have put them together. Perhaps both in Neteravai. That first, you have 3 years of Arla, and all the Dinim that go along with that, followed by Neteravai, which is the fourth year. The Rambam separates, perhaps highlighting that they're two different mitzvahs. But the Rambam in Hilchas Maaser Sheni V'Neteravai, Perek Yud, where he begins to talk about Dine, first nine prakim are Maaser Sheni, and then the 10th parak and on is Neter Avai. And then in Parak Yud, he says, all the dinim, or anything that's chayiv in Arla, is chayiv in Neter Avai. His very strong language seems to be connecting the two. So you have to understand what he means by this connection. I wish I had the language in front of me, but he equates the two. Is that just a technical thing? Should we, if you can.
Where is it?
Oh, it's in Zeruah. I forgot to bring it. Sorry, we'll just pause for a few seconds, I guess. A little break as Yoni Orlovsky searches for the Zeruah. Thanks.
We're back.
Okay, so here, thank you, Yoni, for the Sefer Zeruah of the Rambam. Maaser Sheni V'Neter Avai, Perek Yud. What's the language? He says as follows. Kol Shehu Chayiv Arla, Yesh Lo Revai. Anything that's Chayiv in Arla has the din of Revai. V'chol Shepotim in Ha'arla, Eino Chayiv B'Revai. And the opposite, of course, is true. So anything that's Potter, Shenemar Shlo Shonim Yelachem, Arelim Lo Yochel. He quotes a pasuk that 3 years is Asher to eat. Uve Shana Harviz, Yakol Pir Yokol Shidul Mashem. And the next pasuk, in the fourth year, you have to keep Neter Avai. So Rambam brings the raya that we brought, that the psukim connect each other, and the question is, how fundamental is that? So on one hand, the Rambam in the halacha connects the two, in Perek Yud of Hilchas Maaser Sheni, but when he talks about each of the halachas, they're in different sections of the Rambam. So the Chaim Knievsky in Derech Emunah, again there in the beginning of Hilchas Perek Yud, he brings Kama Rishonim, who seem to connect them or disconnect them. So it's a big conversation. So with this background, thanks to Rav Korn, this is how you explain the Rambam arrived in a different way now. That Rambam, the reason why Rambam doesn't think Neter Avai applies in Chutz La'aretz, because he thinks Neter Avai is an entirely different halacha than Arla. Even though he connects them in that language we just read, but Lamaisa, he puts them in different halachas. One's in Hilchas Maaser Sheni, one's in Hilchas Maaser Sheni. So then, since they're disconnected, although Halacha tells us Arla applies Chutz La'aretz, it does not necessarily mean that Neter Avai goes along with that. But the Gaonim would say, no, Neter Avai and Arla are really connected. When I say Neter Avai and Arla, I really mean Neter Avai also. It's part of the same process. So once the Halacha tells us Arla applies, Mimela Neter Avai has to apply also. This is where Rav Korn said, Rav Chaim Knievsky said, I didn't see him say this. He actually quoted Rav Chaim, but he did bring Kama sources that said this idea of their connection. Someone else told me in the Shar HaMelech, he once heard the Shar HaMelech did make this give the same explanation, but he has yet to find this in the Shar HaMelech. So if we don't find it in the Svarim anywhere, it, at least I think it's logical to say this. So this would be another interpretation of this Rambam Gonim. Now this is important because now we could explain the question we had based on Rav Chaim's understanding of this, where Rav Chaim understood the Machlokas, how Halacha is understood as a Din B'Fnei Atzmo or expansion. So the Rambam, who thinks it's a Din B'Fnei Atzmo, so why would he say Arlis Chutz La'aretz would be Aser B'Hana? So the answer would be like this, that the Iser Ana is part and parcel of the definition of Arla. When I say Arla, that means Iser Achila and Iser Hana. You cannot disconnect the Iser Hana from Arla. It's not like there's a new halacha we're bringing along. It's part of the definition of arla. Okay, when we say arla, that applies to chutz l'aretz, what dinim does that apply? Which halacha has come along with that? 3 years, you can't eat it. We said, malchus is not necessarily a definition of arla. That's why the Rambam does not bring malchus over. We said, shelo kederchana is also not a definition, it's a detail, but not a definition of arla. So that too doesn't get carried over. What about Isser Hana? Is Isser Hana a external detail, or is it really part of the definition of Arla? So although the Rambam thinks Arla is a halacha b'fnei atzmo, and you don't carry over Malchus to it, you may be able to carry over Isser Hana, because Isser Hana is the definition. When I say Arla, that means something that's usher to eat and usher to get Hana.
That's all based on your original, all of the rice, which is based on your Yisrael.
I think that's the issue.
You could be mechadish that there is an Yisrael Hana for whatever reason, but to say that.
Every detail of Arla, Eretz Yisrael, you could raise the question, is that a definition of Arla, or it's something more external, added on? So what's the first halacha that everyone agrees when I say there's Arla Chutz L'Aretz? What's the halacha everyone agrees applies? Can't eat it. Why? Well, that's the definition of Arla. So I'm going to raise the same question. What's a Isser Hana? Maybe that's also a definition, just like Achil. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But if we're understanding the Rambam as he thinks Isser Hana applies Chutz L'Aretz, even though it's a halacha b'fnei atzmo, so then you'd have to say that Isser Hana is the definition also of Arla, just like Isser Achil is. Yeah.
So I mean, it seems arbitrary, then why would most of the Orla be like Gorim the Isra Hana, but not necessarily Isra Achila? Like, why is the Isra Achila dependent on where the food is grown? Like, it seems like very like arbitrary.
Which ones are part of the definition, which ones aren't?
Right, like why, right, exactly. Why are some a part of the definition, why are not? Like, are some not a part of the definition?
So, you might have to say that Orla, when you say the Isra Arla, that's a din of the Chafza. As opposed to Malkuth, which is a reaction to. Or Shalok Keder Chana is, also something more external. But when defining the Chepsa, the Isser Chepsa, so Isser Achila might be a din of the Chepsa Arla. So wherever the Arla applies, it's part of the Chepsa. Isser Hana also might be a definition of the Chepsa, no matter where it applies. As opposed to, again, Malchus is a reaction to. It's a din of the Gavra, let's say. So. Okay, fine. So far we've given two different explanations in understanding the Machlokas Rambam Geonim, Halacha B'fnei Atzmo, and now these ideas at least brought in the Derech Emunah, whether Neter Vay is also part of the definition of Arla or not. Now the third explanation is Taras Zeraim. I think many of you saw this. So what was the basic idea of the Taras Zeraim? The basic idea was as follows. He brought in Mishnah and Trumos Gimel Tes, and Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim, whether or not. You don't have to, but I know you like us rum, I've been told. So, Shumos Gimel Test, remember what it says? Say it down. So, the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, whether or not a Nachri has a Kerem Revai or not. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein le Nachri Kerem Revai, and Chachamim says, Yesh lo Kerem Revai. So, what's this Machlokes about? So, he asks kind of questions on the Parish Harash there. Rash says it depends on whether there's a Kinyan Nachri in Eretz Yisrael or not. He says it's clear there's no Kinyan Nachri according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a Nachri does not own land. We don't view his ownership in Eretz Yisrael as being a Kinyan. And therefore, since he doesn't own the land, of course a Nachri's land should be Chayv and Kerem Revai. So he says it really has nothing to do with whether there's a Kinyan or Goy in Eretz Yisrael or not. So he explains as follows. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda thinks that a Nachri does not have Kerem Revai is because and also, they only argue by Kerem Revai, but they both agree Arla does exist by Nachri. So why Arla, everyone agrees, the Nachri would be chayiv, but not Kerem Ravai? So he says the following chilek, that Arla is a din of the chefza, it's asr b'chefza, you can't do anything to it, you can't eat it, you can't get hana from it, it's asr b'chefza, but Kerem Ravai, a net Ravai, is a chayiv on the Baal. A chayiv on the chefza, a chayiv on the gavra, to bring these fruit to Yerushalayim to eat it there. So he says as follows, a Nachri b'gavra, he's not roi in these mitzvahs to bring it to Yerushalayim. So that's why Yehuda thinks he's potter from Kerem Ravai and Neter Ravai. In terms of the Arla has nothing to do with the Gavra. The Arla as a chefza is aser to get to eat, and aser behana. So regardless of who the owner is, Arla is always is chayef. But again, when it comes to Neter Ravai, Yehuda says that's a din in the Gavra, and that is why a Nachri is potter from Kerem Ravai, because he as a Gavra is not Rai. So the question is, what's the Chachamim coming to argue with? The Chachamim say, no, Nachri Yesh La Kerem Ravai. There are two ways to explain what they're arguing with. Any suggestions? Maybe you read this, maybe you didn't read this. Why would the Chachamim think that although a Nachri is not Shaykh, Chachamim say still he's Chayim Kerem Ravai?
They could take stuff upon themselves.
Right. That's first shot. That I agree also. The Chachamim say that really is a din, Neter Ravai is a din of the Gavra. Normally, a Nachri is exempt as a Gavra, but if they want, they can be Machmir on themselves, the Gavra, to take it upon themselves to do certain dinim, and one of these examples would be Kerem Ravai. That's first shot, yeah.
Just as a side, not like a side, but like the lotion he used was like, he takes a, is it like, it's Truma, right? Because he takes like a Neder that he's going to be Machmir Truma.
Right.
Was he saying that it only works within like within a nether, or is it actually like halachic truma? Like it would be like a bit of truma, or is it like he's only taking a nether that you know that he's gonna be mafresh, whether it be the same amount or not? Like, I don't know. That would be a question. That does he mean to say that it's just a nether that he's taking and he's allowed to take a nether, or no? He actually has a chiv in a mitzvah of truma.
I do not think there's a chiv, but he can create truma though.
But like halachic.
Yeah.
Like halachic truma.
Yeah. At least so. So again, that's his first shot, as Noah said. That really everyone agrees that Neter Ravai is a din in the Gavra. But they're arguing, Rabbi Yehudan Chachamim, whether or not a Nachri could take it upon himself as a Gavra to be Mekayim Neter Ravai. Rabbi Yehudan says, no, as a Gavra he's disqualified. And Chachamim said, no, nonetheless, he could still take it upon himself as a Gavra, just like Truma and Neder, a Nachri could do those things, so to Neter Ravai, he could take it upon himself as a Gavra to bring it to Yerushalayim to eat.
Are Chacham establishing this to Allah that the Kerem Ravai of a Nachri is Israel Kerem Ravai because he's potentially Roy, or only when he makes himself Roy, then the key, when we say that he can take it upon himself, we're saying that he can take it upon himself, and therefore, and only once he takes it upon himself becomes Neter Ravai?
Mm-hmm.
Or since he's Roy, it always will be Neter Ravai?
I think always. Okay. I think Yesh. The Lashon of the Torah's Rama read to you how he explains this. He says, "The Chum hold Mishum de Savri de Gam Hanochri Shayech b'mitzvazu im ba linhog ba." Maybe not. If they come to, it's on the third column, the bottom, the last paragraph Miata, like halfway down. He says the first word in the line is Shapir. So in the middle of that line, V'taima de Rabbanon de Savri de Yesh l'Nachri Kerem Ravai. Why do they hold that? So maybe it's not a chiv. If they decide to take it upon themselves, it would work. So maybe the first way you were saying that they're allowed to do it. You want to read it another way?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying it could be just because he is Roy, if he wants to, therefore we're going to establish that always halacha
is. It sounds from here maybe not, because then he quotes the Rambam, which he also quoted earlier, that Zeh Kavanas HaRambam Shekosov V'yesh L'Nachri Neter Ravai She'im Bo Linhog Mitzvazu Hu Adin Kodesh Kineter Ravai Shel Yisrael. If he decides to take it upon himself, it'll work. But it's no chiva, maybe. So that's pshat, the one approach how the Chacham could be arguing. And that's pshat in the Rambam, as he proves from the Lashon of the Rambam, and that's from Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Yud Halacha Yud. Another way to interpret this, what's another way to interpret Chachamim? Why the Nachri would be chayiv? Should this no?
In the chafza,
right? Exactly. Methodologically, that's the way to go. How would you say it?
Regardless of who owns this whatever fourth year tree, nonetheless, it still has a din upon it. because of its whatever nature, that it, you know, has to whatever be
exactly. So that we assumed up until now that Neter Vai was a did in the Gavra, that he has to bring it forward to Yerushalayim, but not necessarily Chalos and Chavta. So Tar Zrom explains that the Gaonim think, no, the Chum argue, why is it Nachri Chayv? Because Neter Vai is not a din in the Gavra, it's, or maybe not only a din in the Gavra, but also a din in the Chavta. That there's a Chalos Isser on the Chavta Neter Vai, that you cannot eat a Neter Vai outside of Yerushalayim. Similar to to Arla, where you can't eat Arla anywhere, you cannot eat Neter Vai outside of Yerushalayim. It's a Chalos in the Chavta. So now the Chamim could be understood in two different ways. The Rambam thinks it's a din in the Gavra, that Nachri can mechayiv himself, and the Gaonim think it's a din in the Chefzer, that even Neter Vai is Asr. So that's how he comes to explain the Machlokes by Chutzlaretz. He has the following assumption, that only those Dinei Zra'im that have an Isser attached to it, like Chadash and Arla, only those Dinim apply Chutzlaretz. Anytime where there's an Isser attached to it, it exists Chutzlaretz. It's Asati Chadash, it's Asati Arla. The question is, what about Neter Vai? Is Neter Vai din the Chavta? An Isser in the Chavta, or it's a din in the Gavra? So he says, that's good for the Shaila. The Rambam, we just proved, he thinks, why is it Nachri Chayv Neter Vai? Because the Gavra's Chayv. Nothing to do with a shame, Chalos Isser in the Chavta. It's still din in the Gavra, Neter Vai. So Neter Vai then would not apply to Chutzlarts. Because only Dine Isser in the Chavta apply Chutzlarts. May I explain the Gonim, be clear. Again, we're assuming right now, he says the following assumption, that all Dinei Zra'im that have an Isser in the Chepta apply Chutz La'aretz, such as Chadash is Asr to eat and Arla is Asr to eat. So the Gaonim think that Neter Vai is also Asr to eat, is that the Isser to eat outside of Yerushalayim is a Chalos in the Chepta. The Chepta has an Isser attached to it. Since it's an Isser attached to the Neter Vai, it mainly has to apply Chutz La'aretz also, like Chadash and Arla. That's the same reason why the Gaonim think that Neter Vai applies to a Nachri as well, because although the Nachri is part as a Gavra, as a Chavta, it still has a Chaloshe Neter Vai. Not clear?
I thought it's more of a said the opposite, that really it's in the Gavra, because once you're in a Chutz La'aretz, the stomach loses its Chavta aspect of it, you know, the Chavta Isra of it. In which case, therefore, it can't be that it's a din in the Chavta, because once you're outside of Eretz Yisrael, it loses that din, and the Elamai must be in the Gavra.
I don't know. I don't know why you just say that. I mean, I hear where you're going with that. He doesn't say that way. Let's just work with him at least for now. But do you hear that approach? I say it again?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do one more time. The Chachamim say you're Chayiv in Neter Vai. Anachri is Chayiv Neter Vai. The question is, why do they say you're Chayiv? Are they saying because also Anachri as a Gavra could also be Mechayiv himself? And Neter Vai is really a din in the Gavra, bringing to Yerushalayim? Nothing to do with the Chalos Isser and the Chavta. So that when I have food in my backyard, I have to bring fruit to Yerushalayim. Or no, that even Neter Vai is a Chalos Shem, Isser and the Chavta. Just like Arla, it's Asr to eat anywhere. So to Neter Vai is Asr to eat outside Yerushalayim, but still establishes a Chalos Shem on the Chavta. That's the two ways to interpret this Mishnah, Chacham Yesh L'Nachri. Now, the Taz Ram is translate or bring that over also to the din of Neter Vai B'chutz La'aretz. If Neter Vai is a din in the Chalos Isser in the Shem Chefza, so just like Chadash applies to Chutz La'aretz and Arla applies to Chutz La'aretz because it's a Chalos Shem in the Chefza, so to Neter Vai, which is a Shem Chalos in the Shem Chefza, that too would apply to Chutz La'aretz. That's Shitas Gonim. But the Rambam thinks, no, Neter Vai, although it's Aser to eat outside of Yerushalayim, that doesn't define the Chefza. Beikar, it's chayv on the Gavra to bring to Yerushalayim. Since it's only a din in the Gavra Neter Vai, that wouldn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, because only dine Isser Chefza apply on Chutz La'aretz, not dine Gavra.
So then, in Eretz Yisrael, why would the fact that I'm in Eretz Yisrael make me more chayv than I would be in Chutz La'aretz? That's what, if we're saying the Rambam holds that Revai is a din in the Gavra, why should it be any difference where Chutz La'aretz
or Eretz Yisrael? So the Torah tells us you're chayv in Eretz Yisrael. This assumption he's making, which we're not going to challenge right now, his assumption is Dinei Zra'im in Chutz La'aretz is only shayach when there's an Isser in the Chavta. That's his assumption. Working with that assumption, we have to figure out which Zra'im, Dinei Zra'im, is a din in the Chavta, or which Zra'im is a din in the Gavra. But he assumes that only Dinei Chavta apply Chutz La'aretz.
Correct.
could you hold that the Machayev changes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutzlars? Maybe he holds in Eretz Yisrael it's a din in the Chatzah, but in Chutzlars it's a din in the Gavra.
I think even in Eretz Yisrael there'll probably be both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar. Maybe not even. I don't know enough to know whether that's true.
Would the Rambam say that in Eretz Yisrael a guy would have to bring whatever, not to revive?
Right.
So if you're saying that would be the Nafim, because if you say it's in the Gavra, then you know they have no Shaykh.
Well, we said there are two ways to understand that. Yesh Nachri. It's possible enough
okay,
we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see it within the lines of Chesed Gavra. I just thought that he brings in this. He quotes the other goat and we hold that there's an extra Isser for the fifth year, and the Rambam just doesn't hold that Isser, and that's why he wouldn't apply that to. How do you fit that into the whole Chesed Gavra thing? If the Goyim hold that they have another Isser on the fifth year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that translate into with the remaining? Okay.
No, I hear what you're saying.
What's that whole deal with them bringing
right? So the way he understands the Isser is as follows. He says, "Mishum dezeh aser la'ochlo." Even after your puck of the kedusha, it's still that Isser remains. He goes on to explain that at Tarzra. Even after the pidyon, that sheet doesn't go to me. Even after the pidyon, the Isser still remains in the chavta. So that to me sounds like it's because there's some chalos in the chavta itself.
But why wouldn't it go away?
Why? And that's how they understand it. But that's the fact. The given is that even after the pidyon, there still exists Isser. Isn't that what the Gonim say?
Okay. Yeah.
So that somehow defines the Chefza even.
Okay.
You're saying it's more about Isser versus Mishnah
Seh. Yeah, and I just left it there.
No, it might be. Maybe I'm taking it too far, too simplified Chefza Gavra. It could be simply only whenever there's an Isser, okay. Even if it's an Isser in the Gavra, not necessarily an Isser. You're right. It could be understood that way. I agree. I do agree. Okay, fine. So that's the Tar's Ram. That's his interpretation of this Machlokas Ramam Gonim. Hope it was clear. If you're not, we could definitely talk about it afterwards more. So that's all Shitas Rambam, who works within the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Now, there is another Shita out there, and that is the Shitas Rashi, right? Maran Brachos, Amin Vav, talks about Arlas Chutz Laretz. And there, Rashi writes, I think two different places, he talks about Arlos Chutz Laretz is Medivrei Sofrim. He paskens like the other Mandam. And for this very reason also, the Pnei Yeshua goes on to explain in Brachos, sure. Since Arlos Chutz Laretz is only Medivrei Sofrim, therefore there would be no Chiyuv Sreifa in Chutz Laretz. Only the Nerban is no Chiyuv Sreifa. But is that true? What about according to the Manda Amar that the Rambam who paskins it is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? So then the Pnei Yeshua would think. Pnei Yeshua thinks only according to the Rashi who thinks it's Medivrei Sofrim, there's no Chiyuv Sreifa. It seems to be according to the Rambam he would think there would be a Chiyuv Sreifa b'Chutz Laretz.
What's the correlation between it being Derabana and not being Chiyuv Sreifa? You can only burn things that are Doraisa, or there's no Chiyuv Doraisa to burn it, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Without getting involved is back and forth, he ends up saying it makes a lot of sense. There's no Chiyuv Sreifa. He wants to, the Gemara doesn't say there's a Chiyuv Sreifa. Why is there no Chiyuv Sreifa? Oh, it's only because Rashi thinks we're working with him on the Amar Divrei Sofrim. That's why the Gemara never suggested Chiyuv Sreifa. But if it was, he doesn't say this, I don't think he says this. But according to the Rambam, it would come out that since the Rambam holds Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, then there would be a Chiyuv Sreifa according to the Pnei Yeshua. Problem with that, yeah. Say it again.
Har Sinai is not
the Arisa.
Har Sinai. Right. So why would the
Israel only by the Arisa? Same level. Oh, so you're raising a great, that's good for the question I'm about to ask. Exactly. In other words, if the Sreifa exists by the Arisa of Arla Eretz Yisrael, by Arla Eretz Yisrael, assume right now there's a Chiv Sreifa we'll get to maybe at the end, the Chiv on what's written in the Torah. So what is the Halacha coming to do though? Goes back to the Rav Chaim now. Back to Rav Chaim. Is Halacha telling us a new din? Are Chutz Laretz is a new din or not? If it's a new din, so you're right. This should be a Sreifa. on Arlis Chutzlarts. But if Arlis Chutzlarts, Halacha tells us it extends the existing din of Eretz Yisrael, so whatever applies to Eretz Yisrael, and the Chiv Sreifa applies to Eretz Yisrael, Mimele it's got to also apply to Arlis Chutzlarts. So it depends how you understand this Halacha. So if the Pnei Yeshua thinks that the Rambam, who holds Halacha Moshe Sinai, would think there's a Chiv Sreifa, that's what comes out. Because he thinks there's only no Chiyuv Sreifa for Rashi who thinks they're very sofrim. But it sounds like from him, the Rambam, who thinks there's Lachol Moshe Mishnai, there would be a Chiyuv Sreifa. Why would there be a Chiyuv Sreifa? We just explained according to Reb Chaim that the Rambam thinks it's the Din B'fnei Atzmo. So no, we don't carry any halachas over. We carry Isser Achila. Maybe Isser Hanar we carry over. We don't carry over Malkus Mardus. We don't carry over Malkus Deraisa. We don't carry over. So why is the Pnei Yeshua carrying over Sreifa? So, in fact, the Kapos Tamarim. He says, for Rashi, who thinks it's Medivei Sofim, there would be no. The Mashmos are for Ramam, there would be, according to Bnei Yeshua. We're pointing out it's problematic for Rashi's, for Ramam Shita. Because Ramam thinks it's a new halacha. So, in fact, the Kapos Tamarim writes that not within Shita's Ramam, he says, Stam, that. Even though Arla Chutzlarts, Asr Bachila, Ubehana, he's passing that's Asr Bachila and Hana, Milo Yechayv Lesarfo, Kemo Be'eretz Yisrael. So there's no Chiv to serve it. And he goes on to explain that Shitas explains Tosas' question, right? Tosas wanted to know in the first place, if Arla is Chayv and Sreifa, why do you need the reason of Lachem? Because you say Mechtas should work. So he ends up explaining that there's no Chiyuv Sreifa in Chutzlarts against Pnei Yeshua. And Minchas Chinuch also, where's Minchas Chinuch? Where's that Reish Mem Vav? Reish Mem Vav. Which Os is that? Os Tezvav, first Tezvav, right? Right, he leaned nearer. So he quotes Pnei Yeshua also, who says there's no chiv sreifa, but that's only man damar divrei sofrim. V'linira, he says, Minchas Chinuch himself thinks, af leman damar halach l'moshe m'sinai, even according to the Rambam Shita. So he goes on to explain, there's no pasuk that includes sreifa by Arlis Chutzlarts. So I understand Eretz Yisrael, because the Torah tells me, and there's a hekesh to Kalei Kerem, but the pasuk never says explicitly there's a chiv sreifa Arla, but there's a hekesh to Kalei Kerem we'll get to in the Tosfos. So I understand why this Arlis Eretz Yisrael is a chiv sreifa. Nevav b'chutzlart, v'deinu mavur b'kra, rak halach l'mosh m'sinai, im kein mehechet heisei, how are you going to know, kein shalo gila ha-chazal d'halachi b'sreifa. No one ever told us that part of the definition of halacha is a chiv sreifa. So that's what Minchas Chinuch explains against the Pnei Yeshua. And the bottom here quotes the Tosef Rav Chanan also in Avodah Zarah. He quotes Chav Zayin Mabez, I think it's really Chav Bez Mabez in Avodah Zarah, who says the same thing, there's no Chiyuv Sreifa like this Minchas Chinuch, and explains in the bottom, this discussion is totally on Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. Right, leaving aside Pnei Yeshua, well, actually, including Pnei Yeshua, is Halacha, according to the Mandamar, Halacha Moshe M'Sinai, is there a Chiyuv Sreifa or is no Chiyuv Sreifa? That's totally whether Halacha is B'Fnei Atma or in expanded din. So there's another fifth nafkamina now of this chakir of Rav Chaim. There are two more issues here. Let's try to wrap it up, I guess, in the next few minutes. The tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch have another discussion. There's a din brought down in Brachos Osalam and Vavam and Beis that in addition to Arla being chayv in the fruit themselves, based on the pasuk S pure yo, S is coming to include even the shomer, even the peel, which is protecting the fruit. There's a chiv Arla not only on the fruit inside, but even on the peel. So the Tzlach explains that din only applies to Arlis Eretz Yisrael. But Minchas Chinuch, quoting the Tzlach, says, but v'chutz l'aretz eino oser shomer l'pri. Because only Eretz Yisrael does the pasuk include shomer me es pir yol to include the shomer. The Baal chutz l'aretz, which is only halacha, it only asks the pri, but not the shomer. Because there's no pasuk by chutz l'aretz, it's only halacha. So the Tzlach is assuming that it's halacha b'fnei atzma also. He doesn't explain the other way, that halacha tells us we're expanding the existing din, because if that was true, then you should even include, just like you include Malkus Deraisa, and you include all the other dinim, so also you should include Shomer L'Pri, that even the Shomer of the Pri also is Chayv N'Arla. It must be that Tzlach is learning the Rambam, that really it's halacha b'fnei atzmo, and it does not learn that same din of Shomer L'Pri. That's where the sixth nafkamina And the final afternoon, well, I guess we'll finish after here. Minchas Chinuch, yeah?
The Minchas Chinuch says that it is chayiv in the Bri?
He says it's not.
I mean, in the Shomer Bri?
No, Chutz La'aretz would not be. In Eretz Yisrael.
So everyone agrees that it's not Shomer.
He didn't, I don't think he brought anybody who argued.
Okay.
But that discussion, no one really discussed it, but that discussion would be Taloi on our Rav Chaim. Right, he doesn't say, he had the footnote on the bottom says the same thing. This is Taloi on the Machlokas of the Rav Chaim. He doesn't bring a dissenting view here, though. And the final nafkamina is the note the rabbim, the Minchas Chinuch brings in Os Hey. The Rambam writes, but the Sefer Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch and Sefer Chinuch and the Shulchan Aruch write that hanote the rabbim, if you plant for the purpose of the rabbim, you're chayv in Arla. The Rambam says that's only in Eretz Yisrael. He qualifies it. Chutz La'aretz you potter minote the rabbim. And the Chesed Mishnah doesn't know where he gets this from. And the Minchas Chinuch says maybe it goes back to a Machlokas and the Mishnah and Arla. Fine. So then he brings in the footnote here, the Or Zerua and the Hilchas Shechinim, the Or Sameach and Hilchas Shechinim. So he says the reason why, and based on a Mabit, also here in Maaser Sheni, so the reason why no Taylor Rabbim, when you plan for the Rabbim, is Chayv and Arla, it's based on a Pasuk, a special drasha. So the question is, now, are we bringing that drasha over also to the Din B'chutz La'aretz? And that depends, again, once again, on Halacha. If Halacha is expansion of the existing Din in Eretz Yisrael, so then, of course, you bring every detail over with it, even the special drasha of Notei L'Rabim. But if Halacha is a Din B'fnei Atzmo, so we don't carry any Dinim over. We just carry the Isser Achila and perhaps Isser Hana, but it's an entirely different Din. And that's Shittas Rambam, and that's what the Rambam says, Notei L'Rabim B'chutz La'aretz, when in fact, Pater. So I guess we'll stop here in the Arla's Chutz La'aretz, and then Sunday we'll do Sreifas Arla and Sreifas Truma Tameya, which is based on the Tosfos on Lamed Hay moving back there.